Welcome. In this course, you will see how to populate and update a project plan with milestones and deliverables. Here's Lu Sun, a demand representative. She needs to update the project plan of her current project. Let's see how she does that. Click the Work and Resource Management option from the drop-down on the Actions menu in the new Payroll System project. A new window opens, showing the template project plan for the project. Each project is pre-populated with a project plan template. As part of the template, the following items are already defined at a basic level: critical path milestones, stage gates, task relationships. All projects have a section at the top of the plan to record the project's start date, go-live date, and project finish date. These tasks are used to connect the rest of the project plan. Under each section, you will find two template tasks that you can use to get started. You can rename these tasks as required. Remember, you should not delete any tasks, particularly milestones. Doing so will impact the structure of the plan and affect the KPI reporting. If the predefined template does not fit the structure that you require for your project, there are a number of other templates available, such as phased go-live and multi-site go-live templates, which can be applied to your project by the IT demand team. If you wish to add more tasks, right-click the Insert option. All projects should have the milestone rows populated as a minimum. You can identify if a task is a milestone by clicking the Filter button. You can move the vertical line to the right for better visibility of the columns. The project plan can automatically calculate your milestones based on the predefined task relationships by clicking the Schedule button. Note that a date must already be selected in the task for the Schedule button to work. As an example, you can populate the project start milestone with the beginning of your project timeline, and then populate the rest of the milestones with today's date. Once you have added your project-specific durations, the Schedule button will automatically calculate the correct dates for your milestones based on when all of your project activities are due for completion. Every project plan is baselined. Once it is submitted, any changes to the plan after this point are then subject to the Plan View Schedule Change Request process available in our other videos. A timeline slip can be identified if there is a negative value in the Schedule Variance column. Projects with a positive variance in the Schedule Variance column complete ahead of schedule and do not require a schedule change request. You can also extract a copy of your project plan by selecting the Export As button. This is recommended because once any updates are made and you click out of the cell or row, the change is automatically saved. Having an export prior to making any changes can serve as a backup. Deliverables are used to populate your project's status report. More information about the deliverables section can be found in the project status video. To update a task to be complete, set the percentage complete column to 100. When you mark the completion as 100%, the dates will move from the scheduled column to the actual column. It is good practice to monitor your project plans on a weekly basis, ensuring that milestones are not overdue and that your project plan continues to reflect the delivery and progress of your project. We also recommend that you always populate the date of tasks by using the Scheduled Start column and control the Finish date by adjusting the duration. By following these steps, Lu Sun is able to populate and update her project plan. Now let's check what you've learned through a small quiz. You have now completed this session. Please take a look at the other courses available.